It's usually the case that when a non-native organism is first found in a country, its potential risk to that country is swiftly assessed, and that sometimes it triggers a response to try and contain it, particularly when that organism has gained a reputation for harming native species, crops, or the environment in neighbouring countries. And with the ease of global travel nowadays, there are far more opportunities for these hitchhiking nomads to invade new locations. But why is it that some of these become such a problem for the places they invade? Well, just as the Vikings demonstrated 1200 years ago, nomadic invaders can be tough and adept at surviving and exploiting new environments, and that when they first appear, there's invariably little or no natural resistance to impede or suppress their advance. Nowadays, though, invaders don't arrive in longboats, wielding swords and axes, but mostly arrive surreptitiously amongst internationally traded goods. And the most common will be invertebrates that come in with imported plants and fresh produce, many of whom would already be on alert lists across the world, including here in Britain, where we aim to intercept them at our borders. However, it's not so easy with the amount of plant produce that we import, and so the number of invasive invertebrate species that slip through the net continues to grow. And this includes many that are now here to stay, such as red lily beetles, western flowerthrips, and more recently, box tree moths, all of whom remain a problem for gardeners and growers, whilst gaining a place amongst Britain's biodiversity. However, it's not always so that an invasive species remains a potential problem, as we've seen with the harlequin ladybird, which within 2 decades has become one of our most common predators of aphids. And in fact, some invasive species could justifiably be welcomed here if they benefit the environment, perhaps by bolstering the ecological role of a related native species that's struggling with climate change. And this has been the case with an invasive bee from mainland Europe, the tree bumblebee, which first appeared here during 2001. A distinctive black bumblebee with a fluffy ginger thorax and white posterior that has progressively become widespread throughout Britain, at no detriment to our native ecology. In fact, the tree bumblebee has become incredibly valuable as a robust pollinator of our crops and native wildflowers. And whilst being recognised as a woodland species in Europe, it does very well in suburban areas where it can be seen in gardens throughout summer, and is often found nesting above ground in cavities or old bird boxes, from which, later in summer, a little swarm of bees will be seen buzzing around the nest entrance, which unfortunately might intimidate some people. But fear not, these will be the placid, newly hatched stingless males that are simply performing a routine known as nest surveillance, watching out for new queen tree bumblebees to pass by that they can fly off with to mate.